According to a Washington Post ABC News poll out today, Donald Trump is the least popular incoming president in at least four decades, with a 40% approval rating. In response, Donald Trump tweeted out, "The same people who did the phony election polls and were so wrong are now doing approval rating polls. They are rigged just like before." But around 40 Democratic congressmen have announced they will not attend his inauguration, many because Trump said civil rights icon Georgia Congressman John Lewis was all talk after Lewis said he didn't think Trump was a legitimate president. Democratic Tennessee Congressman Steve Cohen joins us. Congressman, welcome.
Nice to be with you.
Jerry Nadler is saying that, in part, he's refusing to applaud a man with a history of offensive and abusive behavior to women and minorities. Others are saying they don't want to normalize an election that may have been the result of foreign interference by Russians. What's your reasoning?
All of those are part of it, but the straw that broke the camel's back was John Lewis. John Lewis is one of the most heroic and courageous people to ever serve in the United States Congress, and one of the most heroic and courageous on the face of the earth. And for Donald Trump to say that he was just talk, 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 and no action was insulting and ignorant. My district is the most African-American district of any in the United States of America. And I know the civil rights struggle from my experiences of a history student, a resident of Memphis, and you don't do that, and you should revere John Lewis. And the fact that Donald Trump doesn't know him or the movement is frightening.
And you're referring to the fact that John Lewis, who walked with Martin Luther King, was beaten in the Selma March, for instance. Look, I'm sure others who agree with you about John Lewis would say the same thing, but they are going. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, a huge critic of Donald Trump, says she wants to witness the transfer of power. The Clintons will be there. Isn't this the time to show unity to the world that is watching this inauguration very closely?
Well, I think there's going to be lots of people there. Donald Trump has made a point of encouraging people to come. And I think he sees it as a reaffirmation of himself, as I think he sees so much. I think that as a congressman from a district that was 80% for Hillary Clinton, that is 65% African-American, and thinks that he has insulted the last apostle of Martin Luther King, that my major impact can be by not attending and not being there as a witness. He wants witnesses. He wants acolytes. And I'm not going to be one.
But what about the words of Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high? You know how Democrats felt when Donald Trump actually led the campaign perpetuating the myth, the complete myth, that President Obama wasn't a legitimate president. You know how Democrats felt then. Do you feel comfortable doing this to the people who sincerely voted for Donald Trump?
You know, I'm giving tickets to every single person that asked from my district for tickets. I had a thought about it, and I thought, do I want to reward these people who think so differently than I and who would certainly never support anything I do? And I see them on Twitter and I see them on Facebook, and they say nasty things to me and have for every issue I've ever had championed, whether it was civil rights, voting rights, safety on guns. And I'm going to give those tickets out to those people, and I'm going to see them, and I'm going to talk to them.
What are you going to say to them?
I'm going to say, I hope you have a great time. You're going to enjoy it, and it's a great time. I went to Bill Clinton's first inauguration, and I've been to the last two inaugurations of Barack Obama. They were great shows. I enjoyed being there. But then there was a candidate that I supported, and it's a celebration. It'll be a celebration for these Trump people, but it will not be a celebration for me. It's going to be everything I am concerned about in America, because Donald Trump's appointments, appointing Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, nominating him to be the attorney general, you might as well have nominated George Wallace.
But what does this do for the democracy, Congressman? The last several elections have been fraught. There have been claims of illegitimacy about, we mentioned Barack Obama. Democrats felt George Bush was illegitimately put into office by a Supreme Court decision. What does this do to our democracy if, you know, people like you, you know, harden that thinking by not attending an inauguration?
You know, I think that attending the inauguration, it's a symbolic thing. I understand that there'll be plenty of people. He's going to be president. I don't question the fact that he won the Electoral College and he's going to be president. But I will not put my imprimatur, my position, myself as a surety for an ego run wild. Mitt Romney, I would have been there. I'd have been there for almost any one of the other Republican candidates. I think any one of them.
That's Steve Cohen, who represents the 9th District in Tennessee and is joining others and saying they will not go to the inauguration on Friday. Congressman Cohen, thanks for speaking to us about it.
You're welcome, and let's hope that the State of the Union is calm.
Let's hope so, and we will be there broadcasting from Washington on Friday.